Hello, welcome to a beautiful podcast to fall in love, an unofficial Bachelor Nation show from TV Guide. I'm Liam Matthews, and joining me in TV Guide Mansion is my co-host from Ari Season and Bachelor in Paradise. She just got off the night train like James Brown. And like James Brown, she's got soul and she's super bad. It's Jacqueline Trumbull.
Yeah. Hey.
How you doing?
Yeah.
Yeah? You took a night train.
I took
back
a night
to New
train.
York. You were doing an interview.
Yes.
For grad school.
Yeah. I hopped on a train at 10:30 p.m. just to get here and talk about The Bachelor.
And we're going to do it. We're in it. So this was week five. They were Thailand.
Yeah.
Heather's Chiron got changed from never been kissed to been kissed. If she had ever seen Goodfellas, she would have gone home singing, and then he kissed me.
That's
but
a
she
great
hasn't.
Song.
She hasn't seen it, probably. Does Heather seem like somebody who likes Goodfellas to you?
You know what, to be honest, I've never seen Goodfellas.
That's fine. You don't seem like somebody who would like
Goodfellas. I'm not cool enough either. So Heather, that's okay.
But you know the song.
Yeah, and then he kissed me. It's a good one.
It's a great song.
Yeah.
So she didn't sing that, but she could have. On the group date, they went into the jungle and dug for bugs. Cassie and Colton's date was so much making out that Colton may not be a virgin anymore. And then during the group date, Onyeka beefed with Nicole for no good reason. And it was so draining that Colton decided he'd had enough and was like, I'm out of here. And we got it to be continued. So my first question for you, how do you think Colton did this week?
I don't even care. I hated this episode so much.
What did you hate about it?
I think it was, I think we've seen absolutely every aspect of this episode before 100 times.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be honest, some of this is me watching Elisa's breakup, and which I give her a lot of credit for leaving, and we can definitely talk about that. But it's more just the fact that everything is filmed the same way, everything is presented the same way, that it takes nuances, I think, in emotion and people's storylines and just melts them all together. And it's the same shit every single season. And digging for bugs again.
Yeah.
The hotel breakup scene that is poorly explained again. These girls throwing each other under the bus.
Yeah.
For no reason. This is the third time we've seen this season.
Nuts. Yeah.
It's just so stupid.
It's very repetitive.
Yeah.
It
honestly, I went through this experience and it felt very meaningful at the time. And when you watch it repeated back, like it's just an assembly line.
Mm-hmm.
Of story bits, it just feels like there's nothing, not like nothing ever actually mattered. I like him holding on to Lauren and Ari's story to remember that this show actually does mean something. Because when I watch it, I'm like, this is complete, just bullshit.
Maybe while we're in it, we don't see it. Because it all goes through the Bachelor of Fire.
Yeah.
And it all comes out, right. That's a very good point that it's, all the nuance gets flattened out.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a hotel breakup every season, and
not every season,
but it happens a lot. But the circumstances for those are always different, but they all feel the same in a lot of ways. Like it made me think of, yours was different, but even like
it wasn't that. But that's the thing is that Elise, I'm sure, had very different reasons for leaving.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of feel like there was something behind it though, like she may have had a commitment at a home or something, because it really didn't make any sense.
Yeah, we'll talk more about.
Yeah,
that.
Okay,
that was weird.
Yeah. But even like this whole wilderness date, it's like every single bachelor that's ever been has wanted the same thing in women. They want them to wear ball gowns at night and to get down and dirty and eat things during the day.
Somebody who'll challenge them.
Right. It's like just creating this like archetype of the perfect female. And it's like, ugh.
Well, doesn't matter if Colton did well because it was the episode itself. I thought he did okay. I liked his move of observing Onyeka and Nicole, but we'll get to that later.
Yeah.
After 5 weeks, are you getting a better sense of who some of these women are?
I guess. I don't know. I really liked Demi this week.
Yeah.
No surprise there. for different reasons, I think, than I've liked her in the past, actually.
She was good. Yeah, she seemed, since she wasn't kind of the focal point this week, she had kind of a, she was able to just kind of lay back and just kind of deliver commentary from the sidelines.
You know what she does too? She challenges gender norms.
Yeah, what'd she do?
Which I don't care I don't care who you are, or how feminine you are, or whatever, but it is interesting. I loved the moment when she gave him those rings. She's like, I will always protect you. And that would be cheesy, except that if I had Demi's protection, I would feel good.
Yeah.
I would be like, she means that.
Yeah. She's like a tiny little blonde pit bull.
Yeah. Yeah, I want that ring, Demi.
That's a good point. Yeah, you're right. That is, I didn't think of that, but you're right. That is, it's always like the gender norms are very strict usually on the show, and the
especially
man
this
the
season.
Man does the protecting, mm-hmm. and the ladies are damsels in distress or whatever.
Yeah, this time Colton sees a snake and like cries. That means like I got this.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. I just kind of felt like this week kind of saw more character from some like
who.
Like Tayshia in particular. Like Tayshia has really emerged in the past couple of weeks. I like Tayshia too. And Tayshia, like we got nothing from Tayshia for the first 3 weeks. Mm-hmm. And now she's kind of emerged as like, oh, we like her a lot. She's mm-hmm. kind of seems like a, like even like a potential bachelorette. Because like just in terms of, she seems like she has a kind of a, you know, diplomatic personality. And she seems better at... And the producers clearly like her. They're giving her, you know, props and stuff and, you know, giving her some time. She's also very pretty. That might really be what it is that just I noticed this week. I was like, huh.
Liam loves
Tayshia. These girls are all so beautiful. Which.
It's almost like it's The Bachelor.
Yeah, right.
Something.
And who else? I don't know. We saw a little bit more Cassie.
Yeah, so, I didn't think that the conversations this week held much content.
No.
So I don't know if I see more care. I mean, I still like some of these people's vibes. Yeah. I also, though, at the same time, and this isn't fair, but the theatrics that keep happening this season make me resent the entire group of women. Like, this whole beef between Onyeka and Nicole is like, it just reflects poorly on everyone for some reason. Because I just keep on thinking like, oh, these women are young or these like, and this whole, oh my God, the focus on like, are we here for Colton? Yeah.
Well, okay. I have one more question for you.
Okay, what?
What was your first kiss?
Oh, my first kiss was a great story. My first kiss was when I was 14, and my best friend, she was a girl, her name's Sam, and she had also never been kissed. Spoiler, this story does not end with my first kiss being with Sam. That was my second kiss. That's not a joke. Okay, so we both felt really insecure about never having been kissed at 14, as if that was just some egregiously old.
That wasn't the normal time.
Right, yeah. But we were getting really freaked out about this. So anyways, it was one of the first days when like our parents kind of let us go downtown mm-hmm. by ourselves.
Exciting,
so we were like exploring downtown, and we walked past this theater company that I used to be in theater. And there was this kid named Shay, who was a pretty weird kid, and he was outside the theater company wearing the blue coat that is worn by the Beast in Beauty and the Beast, because they were putting that on. He wasn't playing the Beast, but he was wearing the coat. And we were like, Shay seems like pretty good prey. So we draw him out, and we're running around downtown, and then we hatch the plan that Shay will kiss both of us. So then we start like holding his hand and like flirting with him, and eventually we let him in on our plan. And at the bottom of my street, we're standing there waiting, and he's like, who wants to go first? We're like, you choose. So he chose me. I knew him a lot better. He was my sixth grade crush. Anyways, he went in to kiss me, and I freaked out. And then Sam was like, okay, I'll go. And I was like, no, bitch. So then he was like, close your eyes. So then he kissed me, and then I stood back and watched him kiss Sam. And I was like kind of jealous, because she was like, she was with it enough to put her hand in his hair and do that whole thing, which was why when I was watching Heather, I was like, bitch, are you sure you've never been kissed? Because that, she like knew what she was
doing.
She
knew what she was doing, yeah.
Whereas I was like absolutely petrified.
Yeah.
What was your first kiss?
Well, the fact that your first kiss was in competition with another woman.
Well, it wasn't. It was collaborative.
It was collaborative,
yeah.
But there was another.
Yeah.
It was two women, one guy.
Yeah.
Do you think that set a pattern for the rest of your life here?
Yeah, maybe. I am destined to always be competing with another woman for a man's love.
My first kiss, it was the summer before eighth grade.
Uh-huh.
It was my...
So you were like 12 or 13.
I was 13, yeah. It was with my girlfriend at mm-hmm. that time, mm. Who's still a very good friend. She's a great girl.
Yeah.
Shout out to Maria. And it so we hadn't seen each other all summer.
Oh.
We had just been, you know, talking on the phone.
Must have been very hard
and,
for you.
AIM. It was hard, yeah.
But
then we unexpectedly saw each other at the St. Peter's Church Bazaar.
Okay.
So which is, you know, like this little fair in the church parking lot.
Uh-huh.
And we went up into this little, you know, like little playground structure.
Mm-hmm.
And it happened. We had our first kiss.
Wow.
And I was so, I had didn't know what to do, and I left my eyes open the whole time. I just was so shocked.
Well, did she kiss you first?
I don't remember. I think it was pretty mutual.
Had she ever been kissed before?
No.
Oh.
I don't think so.
Wow.
No. But yeah, I was just so, it was so new. I think I just wanted to see. I just wanted to kind of observe it.
Yeah. No, absolutely.
But it was nice. It was a good one. That structure is gone now.
Oh, sorry.
The church structure is gone. It was down the street from the house where I grew up.
Uh-huh.
My parents sold that house and they moved.
Yeah. I wonder if the Beast jacket is still around.
Yeah, what's Shay up to?
Shay's a singer-songwriter now.
Yeah.
Does some acting. Yeah.
Shay Wiggum?
No. Shay Thompson.
From Boardwalk Empire?
His name is actually Shenandoah.
Shenandoah?
He's a very, very talented. Very talented man.
Well,
yeah.
That's a good plug. Shout out to Shenandoah.
Yeah.
All right. So, tomorrow we're doing an Instagram. Well, you're doing an Instagram Q&A, right?
Yeah, yeah.
It's going to be great. So send us some questions now to get us rolling. I imagine once you start, people start sending you stuff. But to get the ball rolling.
Yeah, if not, I'm going to pay people to send me questions.
We're going
to
pay people. We're going to George Soros this. So follow TV Guide on Twitter and Instagram. Send us your questions. And then we'll do some more next week. It'll be fun.
Yeah.
We're going to take a break. We'll be back after this.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Okay, we're back, and we're going to talk about Heather's date. So do you think it's cool that Colton kissed Heather for the first time, knowing full well that he's probably going to dump her in about 2 weeks?
I mean, she has agency, too.
She certainly does.
And she knows she's probably going to get dumped. So sure. You know, I mean, I think it's good that she got this out of the way, and she got as good a story as she was possibly going to get. I mean, if he were wearing a Beast jacket... That would have been a little better, but barring that.
It's very hot in Thailand.
Yeah, that's true.
I think I think it's like a mutually beneficial, exploitative experience, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, that was a great, you know, that's a great first kiss. It's a great story.
She's got fireworks. It on film.
Yeah.
She did great. Yeah.
You know, it built and built for the whole...
All of their conversation was sacrificed to it because they they wanted to show... That awkward sexual, I don't even know if you can call it sexual,
yeah,
really.
Just tension.
Awkward tension. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, it was like a thriller. It was like the kind of the thing where it's like building to the inevitable thing, and they know that, so they just build the tension. It was great.
Yeah.
They ate ice cream on this date, which I thought was interesting.
Okay.
Usually you don't see them eat. Nobody usually eats.
Oh, yeah, except for Ari.
Ari ate.
Yeah.
Did you eat during your date?
A little bit. I had absolutely no sleep the night before because I was nervous, so I had no appetite. But and also the only thing that we were served was escargot.
Really?
Yeah.
That's it?
Yeah.
Not even any pasta or anything? Huh.
No, my date was like over though by midday.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Escargot, that's nice.
It was okay.
Could you imagine dating someone for 8 months and not kissing them?
No.
Like Heather did. That's honestly the craziest thing I've ever heard. I can't even, like, I literally cannot imagine that.
I also literally always kiss the guy first. I cannot remember a time in the last 5 years that I haven't.
Yeah, you just go for it.
Yeah, I get tired of, what, you know.
Let's just get this out of the way.
Right.
Yeah.
After you kiss them, you can, like, spend the rest of the time feeling them up.
Yeah.
You know. Any awkward silence you have, you can fill.
Right.
So.
Right, yeah. I don't know. Sometimes the tension is kind of nice, but not for 8 months.
No.
Good Lord. All right. So let's talk about Elise. That was like, it was a weird thing.
It was weird.
And also, like, she couldn't really articulate exactly what
the problem was. Well, I mean, what made it weird was the timing. Like, if you know that you can't do this thing, like, it's, you know, whatever. She obviously knew what she was signing up for, but you don't really know until you're in it. And so if the story was, I... have found out that this situation cannot work for me, so I'm going to bounce, then fine. And this is why I just feel like the editing was confused. It was confusing whether she was walking in there wanting validation from him, wanting him to say, like, please don't leave. At one point, she's like, I know that I can't give you what you want. I can't give you a proposal. And it's like, you don't have to get proposed at the end of this show.
Yeah.
You don't have, I mean, if he looks at you and says, like, I need to get proposed at the end of this, so if you can't, then peace, then that's one thing. But he didn't say that at any point. And he may have said that and it got cut. You never know with these things. So yeah, that was weird. I don't know why she didn't just wait a couple more weeks. I don't know why she thought she might get a one-on-one in Thailand. That made no sense.
Yeah.
But I just feel, you know, I feel bad. Like, I feel bad for myself that my break, I just felt very manufactured watching this one that was so similar. It's like, but that made me feel bad for her too. I mean, she was obviously very moved and very upset. And I don't know what the real backstory was. She very well could have had some commitment at home or something else going on. And it just got, you know, obfuscated. So
yeah, I think this sets her up good for Paradise.
I mean, yeah, sure. She'll be on Paradise.
People really like her.
Mm-hmm.
She looked great in her statement dress.
That was also weird. Well, why are you put on a ball gown?
Because she knew she was going to go talk to him. She wanted to look good.
But it's like, you know, if you're going to like a coffee date to break, you know, like normally when you break up with somebody, A, you don't want to make them feel as bad as possible by looking as good as possible. And B, clothing is always supposed to be appropriate to the situation.
Yeah. Well, it kind of like what it seemed like was she went there to get him to say, like, all right, we'll call it off. The show is over. It's you. You're the one.
Maybe if I put on diamond earrings, we'll cancel the show halfway through and no one will get their salaries. And
which obviously that's not going to happen. No. So, but she'll find someone, and she could be the next. I mean, everybody always gets proposed to in Paradise. Mm-hmm. Whatever. Too early to call. But I think we'll see her again. There was a group date. I think, how about this? I think Jungle Joe should be the next Bachelor.
Was he the lead? Was the guide. He was the guide?
Yeah. Yeah. He was a handsome guy.
I really wish they would just pull any man from the outside world and put them in that position.
Yeah.
And just quit with some of their factory-made tricks.
Yeah.
You know? Do the whole damn season in the jungle. Yeah. I don't care, but
they've done that in the past, right? Where they've been set in other places. Like, I think there was one in New York, there was one in Rome.
Yeah, well, when they had that guy Prince Lorenzo or whatever, the whole thing was in Italy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know why they don't probably just do something.
Yeah, maybe not. I don't know.
Yeah, just do something new.
Do something new.
Love of God.
Do something new. I mean, then I mean, Ari's finale was new. They do stuff new, but then like there's one new thing in the whole season of recycled things. Have you been to Thailand?
No, I'm dying to go.
It's beautiful. I went to Thailand. It was great. It made me watching this. I was like, damn, Thailand.
I'm jealous of their travel. Yeah.
Yeah, it was really great. Shout out to Thailand. Shout out to Kirpa's Band-Aid.
Yeah.
She had a chin Band-Aid for the whole episode, and they didn't explain it on the show, but they released ABC released a deleted scene where Kirpa. You know, she talked about she was trying to take a picture.
Yeah.
And she slipped on some wet rocks and had to get 5 stitches in her chin.
Sad.
Kind of sad. It was funny. I mean, it was funny. Kirpa, that was another one. Kirpa hasn't really got much screen time because
Kirpa's probably cool.
She seems cool. Like, she hasn't gotten much screen time because she's not, like, she has nothing with Colton. But I think she's very popular in the house and she's funny.
Mm-hmm.
So she's another one who'll be good on Paradise.
Paradise.
Hannah B. ate a bug when she didn't need to eat a bug.
You know, I appreciate that gumption. I feel a bit bad for the bug.
It was
unnecessarily sacrificed.
Yeah, right. Colton he pretended to eat a bug. And then he was like, you really ate the bug? She's like,
yeah, I'm not a little bitch, Colton.
Scared of a snake peeing on him. Come on, man. How are you going to be scared of a snake? Snakes are cool, man.
They're super cool. I love snakes.
I love snakes. Demi bringing back burgers and champagne for everyone. That was a fun Demi moment.
It's a Demi move.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that whole day, I don't know. It was just kind of silly.
I mean, it was just repetitive. We've seen it.
Yeah, like, we've seen it.
A, already in this season. Yeah. This is the second time they're eating.
Right. Hannah has she ate a fish eye. She ate a bug.
Right.
Right. We've seen it before. We've seen
Anna's really coming into her
own. We've seen
own.
Survivalist stuff before.
Yeah, she struggled with that fisheye, but now she's like, oh, you can, nothing can scare me.
Yeah.
I'm a weathered soldier.
Yeah, and Hannah B is another one. Once this drama, like the pageant drama is over, like she seems like she's kind of settled in. It's like a little more fun.
I think she's going to be top six.
Top six?
Yeah.
Yeah. So let's talk about Cassie. Cassie had her... You have like the neutral face emoji. Mm-hmm. You look like that.
I don't know what to say about a person who spent their entire time making out. I don't mind that.
No.
It was like
finally something.
Right. Yeah.
And then when they talked, I was like, go back to making out. This is boring.
I know, exactly.
I can credit this tweet because I thought it was so good that I bookmarked it. Shout out to Jen Camel. She tweeted, "This season of The Bachelor has managed to shame both virgins and people who aren't virgins anymore, and it's kind of an impressive feat, TBH," which I thought was funny. Because Cassie talked about, you know, she was like, I'm not a virgin, it's kind of hard. And, you know, people are going to see, you know, my family and, you know, people from my community are going to see this and they might judge me, you know, disclosing that she, a 23-year-old woman, has had sex before.
Yeah.
But Cassie comes from a very, you know, religious conservative mm-hmm. community.
That probably is going to be hard.
Yeah.
But the conversation just didn't really reflect that. Kind of seemed like she was saying to Colton, like, I hope you don't judge me for not being a virgin.
Yeah.
When he's like, obviously not. Obviously. Like, we've been over this.
This is just me.
There was a deeper point there, you know, which is like certain communities aren't going to accept this. This is going to be hard, which is fine.
Yeah. So we just found out, or at least I just found out, I don't know, that Cassie is on another reality show for some Christian streaming website, sort of a Laguna Beach knockoff. She's from, you know, beachfront California, and called Young Once. And she has sort of an on and off boyfriend on the show. They did season one in 2016, where she had this boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
And then season two, they just filmed. And I get it. It doesn't sound like, it sounds like it's kind of their breakup. You know, he's trying to get her back, and she's like, no. That's kind of the plot of season two.
Is there going to be a season three?
Probably not. At least it won't be with Cassie.
Yeah, so did she tank this entire show by going on?
But she, Reality Steve, said that she finished filming on that 2 weeks before she went on The Bachelor, which is, I don't know, whatever. I think is whatever. Some people are probably like, scandalized, but I'm like, she was doing this before.
Yeah,
something
whatever.
To do.
Yeah.
Something to do. Look, we've all done stuff before.
Yeah. If you want to be
But it's like, you know, you want to be on nothing wrong with wanting to be on TV.
Which brings us to the Onyeka and Nicole bullshit.
Yeah. That was obnoxious.
Okay, so I've got a series of comments.
Okay.
One, Colton gets dumped by Lise, and he's like, this just brings up my greatest fear, which is that maybe one out of these 30 women maybe doesn't want to marry me at the end, and that they can exercise their will against me. And then it's like, okay, so then Tayshia comes back and makes out with him in the wilderness, and he has some asinine, like, conversation with her where he's like, no, like, you doing that just really reaffirmed your commitment to me and just really made me feel safe that, like, you won't pull an Elise. No, it doesn't.
Did he say that?
He didn't say Paul and Elise, okay. But it was like the motivations on this show are so strange.
Yeah.
And like the way people read into them. And this is what I also mean by like this factory made show. Like his reaction to getting dumped is the same reaction that they have every goddamn time that happens. And it doesn't need to be.
But do you think it should be sort of like a more neutral response?
No, it's like, of course somebody can break up with you.
Mm-hmm.
But it was midway through the show. Like he doesn't know what his connection with Elise and her leaving didn't indicate anything except that she was honest about what she could commit to and she couldn't commit to the rest of the show. Great. So it's not really a legitimate fear. And then giving like doling out this like Tayshia pulling him and making out with him doesn't indicate anything except that she wants to further her relationship with him in some way.
Yeah.
Could be for airtime, could be because she likes Colton, doesn't matter. But it's just like these platitudes that constantly get passed down on the show, they just don't make any sense and it's frustrating. So anyways, then when you have Nicole being like, I'm on the show to get out of Miami, I'm like, cool.
Yeah.
Do it.
And she didn't even say that, it turns out. She said, you know, it's if you get an opportunity, take it. Which is like, yeah, if you get an opportunity, take it.
That's... Also, leaving Miami and dating Colton are not mutually exclusive. No. In fact, they're probably pretty compatible.
And you should leave Miami. Miami is sinking into the ocean. It's not going to be there.
Yeah. It's just like such a dumb plot line when in the age of Instagram, on a show where only one person can win, we still have to have this whole like drama about some people not being there completely, wholeheartedly for Colton.
You can do both.
Yeah. And also, he's not that cool. So yeah. Go get your Instagram followers, get out of Florida, and stop arguing.
I think Colton is, you know, insecure and he wants everyone to like him. So I think when people, I do think that is like a real fear for him, that people are not here for him because he wants everyone to love him.
He's not here for Nicole though. So just let her be her.
Yeah.
You know, this doesn't have to turn up, like, doesn't have to blow up into anything. And also these people making value judgments like, she doesn't deserve your love. How do you know that?
Who said that?
They've said it like 4 times throughout this season. You can be a dick to one person and still be a great match for the lead. So just let them have their connection and move on.
Yeah.
That's my TED Talk.
It seemed like they were setting up for was going to go to a 2-on-1, but Rob Mills, you know, ABC reality executive, he was just on Juliette Littman's podcast and said, there's no 2-on-1 this season.
Oh, okay.
Which is, that's a change.
I'm fine with that.
Yeah, but it's like, right, so, I mean, because there's nothing worse than a forced 2-on-1.
Mm-hmm. Right. So he's not interested in either of these girls.
No.
So.
Yeah. Why bother?
I hope they just go home.
So we got it. Yeah. So it ended with a cliffhanger. So then after Onyeka was confronted with the truth, she was just like, whatever. Nicole cries every day. She was like, I'm not a bully. Nicole's just a psycho.
I know. It was great.
It was really funny.
Another time Nicole's like, you're spreading rumors about me. She goes, no, I'm not. I literally just heard something from someone else and passed it on. That was a great line.
Yeah. But right, yeah, she was just like, I just don't like her, you know.
Right.
Onyeka doesn't seem very nice.
No.
Oh, well. All right. We're going to go to a break, and we're going to play a game when we come back. We're going to play Bachelor Sports Trivia. You know, it was the Super Bowl this week. Remember?
Yeah.
I don't remember, but it happened. But before that, I want to give a shout out to the meme account, Bachelor Clues.
Oh, it's my favorite account on Instagram.
I don't know who that is. They just followed me on Instagram. It's like, this is so funny.
Every time Bachelor Clues likes one of my photos, I feel good about myself. I think I did something right today.
Yeah. So Bachelor Clues, they're just like these very weird, they're just these weird memes about The Bachelor. And they have this very like kind of sickly color scheme. They have a very unique look. And they're funny, man.
Yeah, they're funny as hell.
What is
every time Chris Harrison is in the water, those are my favorite.
Yeah. What was this morning they posted one that was, it was like a gold Buddha statue, like from Thailand, with Chris Harrison's face superimposed and said, worship me. Really, really good stuff.
The fantasy suite ones are amazing too. So just wait for that.
Big fan of Bachelor Clues. Follow Bachelor Clues. We'll be back with a game in a moment. All right, Jacqueline. You ready to play some Bachelor Sports Trivia?
Yes.
It's not, you don't have to, it's more Bachelor than sports.
No, that's good.
Do you like sports?
I like football.
Did you watch the Super Bowl?
Yes.
It was kind of boring.
It was really boring.
I mean, Maroon 5 is your favorite band though, right?
I actually do like Maroon 5.
All right, you ready?
Yeah.
So, other than Colton, which Bachelor was an NFL player?
I don't know. Someone from the past?
Yes, from the past.
Distant past. Jake?
No.
I don't know.
It was Jesse Palmer.
Oh, day name. Okay.
Who played quarterback for the New York Giants. From 2001 to 2004 and actually started games. He was mostly a backup, but he actually, he was a real football player.
You know, apparently they asked F.P. Santangelo back in the day, who was an MLB baseball player, now a sports broadcaster. He's dating my good friend, so.
Oh.
So there was a time when they were really going after athletes.
I think they should do it. I think it would be kind of cool if they got like a famous athlete to do it.
Sure. Yeah, anyone.
Derek Jeter.
That would be good.
Derek Jeter in his prime, though. They would have to go back in time to like...
No, I want an aged 2000. An aged bachelor.
In the Yeah Jeets era. So Jesse Palmer actually has probably had the most successful post-bachelor career of anybody. He's a correspondent on like Good Morning America and stuff.
Isn't he the face of the proposal?
Yeah, he's the proposal too. Yeah. Yeah,
well, I hope he's proud of that work.
Okay, bonus.
Yeah.
Who was the other NFL player on Becca's season?
Oh, the guy dating Angela.
Yeah.
Why am I blanking his name? It starts with a C, right?
Yes, Clay.
Clay. Okay.
Clay Harbor.
Yeah.
Who also had a successful NFL career.
Mm-hmm.
Played from 2010 to 2017.
Nice.
Yeah. And but suffered what was almost certainly a career-ending injury on The Bachelorette, which honestly is one of the weirdest things that I think has ever happened on the show.
Yeah.
Where they were playing touch football.
Uh-huh.
And he somehow hurt his wrist and like required surgery.
Yeah,
he left the show because he needed to get surgery on his wrist if he was ever going to play football again. But like he was kind of out of the league by that point, and he's still out. Like he's not going to come back in. Because if you're like watching, if you're like a scout or whatever,
right?
And you're watching The Bachelorette, you're gonna be like, oh, this guy's got a glass wrist.
That's such a shame.
What a shame.
At least he's got a hot chick.
Yeah, he's doing okay. Did you meet Angela?
Yeah. Yeah, but I mean, I was on Paradise for the blink of an eye, so I met her. She seemed nice.
Yeah. Okay. So Jordan Rodgers is the brother of which two-time NFL MVP?
Aaron Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
Aaron Rodgers, as they called him on Key and Peele. But they're estranged.
Yes.
Apparently, Aaron didn't even call his mother. This is according to Jordan's Twitter. Aaron didn't even call his mother when her home was threatened in the Northern California wildfire.
Wow. Last
year. How do you feel about posting family arguments on social media?
I would have to say that's pretty tacky.
Jordan Rodgers, handsome guy. Who is the least athletic bachelor? Most of them have been athletes of some sort.
I don't think Ari's very athletic, but he is a race car driver, so
yes,
that counts as
Ari
sports.
Does not count because Ari
Ben Higgins
does
maybe?
Sports. No, Ben Higgins was a college
Prince Lorenzo?
Or a high school football player.
I don't know any of the old ones.
Well, it was Matt Grant.
Yeah, I've never heard
from
of
2008,
that.
And he is the least athletic bachelor because he's British. I don't know anything about Matt Grant other than he's British.
Probably good at cricket.
Cricket. Does cricket require athleticism?
Yeah, it's a sport.
It's a sport.
Does race car driving?
So I'm just, it requires cat-like reflexes.
All right, fine.
And control. But yeah, so I'm just stereotyping, just making cruel British stereotypes. And what is Chris Harrison's favorite sport?
Golf.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah.
What was the, didn't Chris Harrison give you a restaurant recommendation at a golf course?
I'm pretty sure that every restaurant he goes to is on a golf course or on a marina.
He's a golf course or marina sort of guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Steakhouse.
I mean, I like to go to a steakhouse.
But it's like one of those places where the menu items are all the same. Like they're the same as every other steakhouse on a marina.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So that's Bachelor Sports Trivia. There's one piece of news that we have to address.
Okay.
Becca had a baby girl.
She wanted an Aquarius baby.
That's cute.
I know. And it was due to be, a Capricorn baby. So.
Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah. So congratulations, Becca, on your baby Aquarius.
Yeah. It's a baby girl. They don't have a name yet.
Oh, okay.
She gave birth at home, I think, in a tub.
That's Becca.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's
so
awesome.
So our producer, Aliza,
uh-huh.
She texted me during the episode last night that Becca had given birth, and I was distracted for a little bit. Because that was more exciting.
Well, I mean, yeah, it was definitely more exciting than what we were watching last night.
Yeah.
But also awesome. Yeah, genuinely exciting. She's going to be a fun mom.
She's going to be a fun mom. So text her, congratulations from TV Guide.
Yeah.
All right, so I just want to plug it again. We're doing Q&A tomorrow. We're going to do more Q&A next week. Send us your questions. Send us your questions. We love questions.
I promise I won't be as curmudgeonly as I am today.
I mean, be curmudgeonly. Just do you. Do you. So this has been A Beautiful Podcast to Fall in Love. I'm Liam Matthews.
I'm Jacqueline Trumbull.
We'll see you next week. Bye.
Hey, thanks for listening to this TV Guide podcast. Check us out at tvguide.com for the latest news, recommendations, and stories fans truly want. And if you're loving this content, follow us on social media @TV Guide and subscribe to our YouTube channel, youtube.com/TV Guide.